Well, hey everyone, and welcome to The Drive. Hope you're doing well. We've been going through these talks, talking about battles. Monday we did an overview. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday we talked about battles at work, battles at home, battles at church. And lastly, today, Friday, I want to talk about battles within yourself. Spiritual battles within yourself. How many of us know that we go through these things often? We battle with ourselves. I love Paul Tripp's books. If you ever get a chance to read one of Paul Tripp's books, they're good. But one of the things that he talks often about is our biggest enemy, our biggest stumbling block that's against us is us. I mean, it's so simple, but it's such a profound statement because we battle against ourselves. We often wrestle with God. We often become stubborn. We often are self-absorbed and selfish and dumb. We battle with ourselves, with our own flesh, because our flesh wants to be fed. And our flesh wants to be fed with things that are antithetical to the things of God. You see, and so we battle with ourselves. We stop ourselves from growing. So much of the time, we let these ungodly things in, and then they lure us away from the things of God. So we have to recognize. I think the first step into to having a healthy spiritual life and making sure that we win these little battles that we've, you know, fight against the face, is to recognize and know that we do battle spiritually and personally. That we do stop ourselves often from spiritually growing. We have to die to the flesh in order to grow towards God. Let me say that again. We have to die to the flesh in order to grow towards God. And I think that you guys know how it is. Sometimes you trip over your own feet and you're looking around wondering who tripped you. You go, who would do such a thing? Who tripped me? Who messed me up? What? Where are they? But I think what we have to do is recognize that we tripped over our own feet. If you will, we shot ourselves in the foot and we wonder why we're bleeding. Well, you shot yourself. See, some of the trials and the battles that we go through and face are because of us. You see, like we started them. We were the ones that stopped that spiritual growth. We were the ones that cut off that relationship with the only person that could give us godly counseling. We were the ones that forsook the assembling of ourselves together, the church, because of something someone said. Like oftentimes, the battles that we face personally are self-inflicted. And I think that we have to admit that. I think that's the first step towards growth. And I think that that's something that AA has, right? You know, basically the first step is admit you have a problem. So for believers, for Christians, for Christ followers, I think that we have to admit that oftentimes we are the problem. Now, I'm not here to try to be a conviction pusher or make you feel bad about who you are. Of course, God loves you. He loves us. We're His workmanship, His poem, His song. He adores us. The way He views us is amazing and beautiful and merciful and gracious. Totally. That's just the premise. Like, that's an unspoken, even though I just spoke it. But that is true. But at the same time, thinking about this, these things, talking through it, like we do stop spiritual growth in our life sometimes. And we have to realize that. And then not just realize that, but then do something about it. Realizing, man, I'm battling against the flesh, but the reason why is because I'm letting the flesh go unchecked. I just read something this morning that said Billy Sunday, a preacher, said that the problem with our view of sin is that we view sin as a cream puff rather than a rattlesnake. We view sin as a cream puff rather than a rattlesnake. So oftentimes we view sin as like, oh, it's no big deal, or oh, it's good, it's fine, no problem, God winks at it, he excuses it, no biggie. But we ought not view sin like that. We need to view it like a rattlesnake. Like, we need to get away from it. We need to separate ourselves from it. We need to run from it. Because oftentimes the battles that we face are because we let sin go unchecked in our lives. That's a question for us right now. Like, are we letting sin go unchecked in our lives? If you're listening to this and you know you're compromising in a certain area of your life, then why not forsake it? Why not have the battle cease by repenting and beginning to not compromise in those areas? Repenting and coming clean with the Lord and being honest with Him and saying, I'm done with that. I don't want to put myself through unnecessary battles, but the flesh is weak. And so we have to constantly fight against the flesh by walking in the Spirit, which Paul so beautifully puts it in Galatians, I think it's 5:16. Don't quote me on that, but you can check it. I don't want to put myself through those battles, but the fact is we do. That's why we have to be aware of where those battles are emanating from. And if we find out they're from us, from ourselves, that's when we can reiterate Paul's three beautiful words, which say, I die daily. In other words, I die to myself, my own flesh, my own desires, my own way of thinking, my own way of doing things. Like, we're not here to serve ourselves. We're not here to find people that just agree with us so we can do things our way. That's immaturity. That's wrong. That just leads to more battles, more heartache, more depression, more deflation, more difficulty. Doesn't lead to anything good, in other words. Because we want to do things God's way, not our own way. That's another reason why we battle ourselves. We want to be sovereign in our lives rather than letting God be sovereign. Don't be sovereign in your life. Because honestly, you can make yourself an idol. Because you just want to do what you want to do. And that's not right, because you know if you just do what you want to do, that's going to lead to destruction. It's not going to lead to anything good. It's going to lead to a breakdown in the root system of your spiritual life. You see? So yeah, there's a lot of battles that we have as believers, a lot of spiritual battles, right? We have it at the workplace. And I talked about how just to be a light, to pray for discernment, to find out how you can be used at your workplace. We have battles at home, but we need to pray for our family. The home is a sanctuary, should be. It should be a safe place where God protects. And we have battles at church. We have to make sure, though, not to let the enemy get in and stop us from assembling together with other believers. That is so spiritually healthy. And we have battles personally. But we have to know, realize, and remember that God is with us. And we need to stop wrestling with Him. We need to stop giving in to sin, to temptation that continues to come our way. And we need to just walk with Him. Check our hearts and be like, what do I need to repent of? What am I compromising of? I'm going to give that over to You, Lord. I don't want to trip over myself. I don't want to shoot myself in the foot. I want to walk with You. I want to grow towards You. I want to flourish and thrive spiritually in the faith. And so, Lord, what do I need to do? And He will show you. He'll give you discernment. He'll equip you for the fight, for the battle. And I'm reminded over and over again, to walk in the Spirit so as not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Just remembering that simple scripture has helped me through these years so much, you guys. Walk in the Spirit and and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's not about your way, it's about God's way. It's not about you, it's about Him. May we remember that and know that He is fighting our battles. And what we need to do at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, is just raise our hands and surrender to Him, saying, Lord, have your way with me today. And it'll be an amazing thing, you guys. Well, God bless you. Hope you have an awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.